Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Don't hang your shit on me. Well, happy Sunday morning, everybody, or I guess I should say Monday morning here in Dallas anyway, and on the East Coast as well. Welcome to Off Limits. Thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate you guys coming out and hanging out with me today. Hey to Darlin Angel, Joker I Am, Lady Cougar 59, and Lion's Den. And Callie is also listening via phone. And if Callie, you want me to pick up your message, I don't know if you do or not, because I don't know how this new switchboard works. I don't think they have a hand thing or anything. So, oh, maybe they do. Maybe that's a little yellow thing means. Anyway, if you do, push it, and I'll get to you in a minute. So just want to say I see you there. So I am suffering from a toothache. I never had my wisdom teeth removed, and because they stopped hurting. So I'm going to go. I had scheduled last week to go to the dentist to get my two upper wisdom teeth removed because they are impacted or something and causing me major pain again. And they stopped hurting. And then I rescheduled it for this week because I got busy last week. So now I'm going on Thursday. But today is just killing me again. And so I took 2 hydrocodone. So I know that doesn't affect you people who use drugs all the time. But I rarely ever take anything, so if I sound a little loopy or a little mellow, that's why. It's helping the pain, but the pain's still there, so it's not really getting rid of it completely. I really just wouldn't knock my head off. But anyway, so excuse me if I'm a little too mellow tonight, that's why. More mellow than usual. I'm usually much more upbeat and happy. But anyway, anybody wants to call in tonight, then the call-in number is 323-843-6160. And feel free to call in and chat about whatever's on your mind. Let me see if Callie is in the mood to talk. Callie, are you there?
I am.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I was in the mountain Hickville all day, and I'm glad to be back in the ghetto valley. Going back to Hicksville, but not as bad as the Hicksville that I've been in.
Well, what did you do? Work today or just go out for fun or what?
I would not go to Hicksville for fun.
Good point.
It was the last fair, a mountain fair, like, you know, county fair, you know, back in the small town thing.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, that sounds like fun. That could be fun.
No, not really. I mean, the only thing that was, like, really cool is, like, people kept coming up to us and, like, oh, my God, you guys are on a radio station. Oh, my God, you guys are on a radio station. And, like, that was really cool and stuff like that. And then there's this one girl who was, like, a little intoxicated, and she was badass. She was funny. And she's, like, we're giving away Rascal Flat tickets. And she's, like, I want them, blah, 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 blah. And so, like, she was just hella cool. But the rest of the people are like, hey, can I have your autograph? I was like, I'm just promotion. Okay.
Well, I bet that makes you feel good.
It made me feel weird.
Like a celebrity.
nah.
Well, that sounds like fun. We have a state fair in Texas. You know, we have the biggest state fair, they say. I don't know if it's really the biggest one, but they say it's the biggest one in the country. And we have we always have every year. I go to it about every other year or so. It's just, I always go for the food. The food's the reason I go, because the food's so much fun. And also they have like a pig show.
Yeah.
Like races and dog shows and stuff like that and car shows. But
tonight was a rodeo. So.
Yeah, they have that. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that was fun. They smell, don't they?
I don't know. It just was not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really funny. Like in high school, like the county or the town that I went to was our rivals.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think of them as mountain people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, whatever. And they're a little slow. They're a little slow. So.
Well, we have like fried everything here. Fried butter. Can you believe people actually eat fried butter? I've never had it, but I would imagine it'd be really disgusting. And they have fried, of course, they have corny dogs and fried hot dogs and fried hamburgers, fried Twinkies, fried Oreos, fried everything. It's like crazy. So I'm like, wow. But today, what the hell is it? It's 81 degrees here today. at this time. Today the high was 92. It has been 110 degrees, 105 degrees, 106 degrees for like 64 days straight here. So today
Holy
was the first
shit.
Day. Yeah, which is even hot for Dallas or Texas. And so today was the first day we actually had like a break in the weather. And so right now it's 79 degrees. So it's like feeling so good here. And it's going to be like 86 degrees Monday, tomorrow. So I'm so happy, but because it's been so fucking hot. When it's so hot, I get cranky, bitchy, mean, evil. So I just try to stay inside.
Yeah.
It's best for everyone that I stay inside. High was 70 in Colorado today, says Darlin Angel. Wow, lucky bitch. I hate you. And you too, Lady Cougar, 62. You bitches. I hate both of you. Sick. We had a great, great show. You know, it's really funny. A lot of times when you're not here, Callie, we have really great shows. I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm a joke. I'm joking. No, I was
so
kidding.
I just shouldn't come. I'm sorry that I was at work yesterday, okay?
I just want to say we had a really good, really great discussion last night. The whole show was about controversial topics. We had several people call in that I didn't even know, and then a couple people I did know. And so we had like me and Jen and Lady Cougar and Lady Slugga, and then two other guys and me all on the phone at the same time and talking about these topics. And we talked about we talked about legalization of prostitution. We talked about the death penalty. We talked about gay marriage. We talked about marriage in general. We talked about euthanasia, abortion. So it was a really good show. Anyway,
aww.
Really bored. Go back and listen to it. Cause it was good.
You act if I should, that's the last thing I should do. Definitely going to have to check it out.
Yeah, it was just a really good conversation, I thought, you know. And it actually didn't get all, like, crazy like my shows did in the beginning when I'd have a show like that and people would just, like, be yelling and shit. And it was really very calm and rational and people didn't, like, talk over each other.
People are rational these days?
Well, maybe I'm a better moderator than I used to be. Because when I first started doing this, you know, people would actually, like, talk over each other and it'd be hard for me to shut them up. And I feel bad about it. But now I don't feel so bad about shutting them up because I'm like, you know, bitch, it's my show. So I'm going to talk when I'm ready. So basically, I didn't think I just gotten to be a better moderator and allow them to speak, say what they have to say, and then I get to say my part, and I let everybody else say something in a row. So anyway, it was a good show. All of you listening, if you want to hear a great show about controversial topics, listen to the show in the archives from last night. It's also on www.offlimitsshow.com. Also on Spreaker.com. Today I got a message from a lady who listened to one of my shows on Spreaker.com saying how much she loved my show and how much
aww.
She thought she wants to hear more from me, blah, blah, blah. So that was nice. And nobody from Turkey or anything like you, though, Callie.
I know. That's like the second person from Turkey. I've had a couple people from Turkey. I've had someone from Australia. Canada likes to call into my show, like, I don't know. And, like, I don't really have anyone local who listens. And people are like, oh, what do you do? I was like, oh, I host a podcast. And, like, I have people, like, a lot in New York and other areas. And so it's just funny when people, especially, like, at work, they're like, oh, you know, they just try to size me up and down and they don't really care. I'm like, bitch, I got people in Turkey listening to me. Who do you got? You got some little, you know, ghetto wannabe listening to you. Turkey, ghetto wannabe, Turkey. Turkey wins.
Turkey wins, I agree. Turkey wins. what was I going to say? But anyway, today, are you on your way home now? Is that where you're going? You're on your way home?
I am. I'm finally in the valley. I was up in the mountains all day and I had no signal, so that means no Facebook, no Twitter, no iPhone capability of anything, no text messages. I couldn't text my man. I couldn't text anybody. I couldn't text you. Oh my God.
And yet you survived. You're still alive.
You're still alive. Still,
you managed.
Still,
you made
like,
it.
I felt like disconnected from the world. I have a really awesome story to tell you, actually.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell it now, or do you want me to wait till later?
No time like the present.
Okay. So, we all know the guy that I hooked up with, the one that was handy and everything, you know, remember that guy? The remember, you know?
Yeah, I do.
Like, oh, remember. Uh-huh. Okay. So we all, like, he's media, too. I won't tell you what it is, but, you know, he does some, you know, he's media, too.
He's in the media, or communications or something.
Industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we both do the same thing.
Right.
Okay, so, oh, shit, there's a cop. Hold on. I have no Bluetooth.
So she just switched to phone. Okay.
My bad, y'all. I don't have Bluetooth. Yeah, go that way, cop. You don't need, you know. Okay. So I'm, like, on the back road, and it's going, like, there's never no cops. So I was just like, oh, my God. Okay, anyways. So he was reporting a story, and he reports a lot of stories. He's got shot at, and he, you know, he lives, like, I don't know, he just lives for danger. But, like, he, like, puts himself in dangerous situations.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if anyone, I don't know if I told you or, like, if people know, but he has two kids, and he's been married and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He cheated on his ex-wife with my best friend.
Yes.
And so yesterday, you know, I'm going to work, and I don't live in the same town, obviously, as my work. I live, you know, 50 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going, and it sounds like there's some, like, drama going on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to get on the freeway to go to the club, but I have to go to my work first. So it sounds like in the Merced, it's just, like, a really, like, dead ghetto place. And
mm-hmm.
so there just seemed like there's a lot of police activity. I guess in three counties, this guy was running from the police, and there was a police chase in three counties. And so I'm like, oh, shit, is this going to affect my, you know, my traffic and my travel, you know, to and from work, especially to, you know, I have to get in the van and then I have to drive to Modesto and shit like that. So he didn't respond. And so all the way home, I have Twitter updates on my phone. I know, y'all, I'm crazy with Twitter. I know. But, like, I don't have to be on the Twitter app. Twitter actually comes to my phone as a text
mm-hmm.
message. So I'm reading these, which is illegal to read, and that's not a good idea, and I don't want people to be like, oh, I'm going to read.
But you digress.
Yeah. Just don't do what I do. Okay? So, and then he's like, you know, southbound on this, northbound on this, and whatever. And I'm like, okay, this guy is coming, you know, coming for me. Then I get a tweet, not to me, but, like, tweet to my phone. Suspect has taken my car. So, the guy that I hooked up with was reporting the story, and the suspect somehow stole his car.
Oh, my God.
With his two kids in, well, he said family, but I'm assuming if it's an adult, the adults would have got out. So I'm assuming, which I haven't talked to him because he doesn't talk to me because it's awkward and whatever, but his kids were in the car while he was reporting the story, and his car was stolen.
Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, right?
You live in the hood. I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm just joking.
I do not live in the hood. I live in the country, okay? This was three counties. This started in, like, Stockton.
Yeah.
So that's
crazy.
Wow. But, like, I totally laughed that his car got stolen, and I felt, like, bad because his kids were in the car. But still, I think it's really funny, and the karma is a bitch. You know, you put yourself in work all the time, and what, the suspect takes your car.
Right. That's crazy. Well, I'm sure, I mean, so you're telling me this guy, it was your friend's family or his friend or his family that was kidnapped? His family?
His
kids?
His
kids?
His kids were in the car when the suspect took
right.
his car.
So but you haven't heard anything since all that happened, like on the news or anything?
He does. I mean, the newspaper said some stuff, but he's the news. So he's not going to report. Like, he's like, oh, thanks for everyone's concern and shit like that. I mean, like, some bullshit like that.
That's a little odd to me, but okay.
He became the news, so he didn't report the news, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very interesting story. That's weird that you
yeah.
know the guy, too. Very strange.
I know him very personally.
Okay. Yes, I know you do. I know how personally you know him. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Callie. You may also call in. The number is 323-843-6160. We're going to talk about tonight some randomness, some random shit on whatever's on your mind, people. I'm going to just do a stream of consciousness tonight and talk about whatever I want to talk about. You guys can do the same. And if you want to call in, feel free. I'll be here. So will Callie, I think, unless she has an accident. I hope, God, she doesn't. She'll be safely getting home.
I'm in bullshit right now.
We'll be right back after this. technical difficulties. Anyway, we're back with Callie on Off Limits Show. It is a half hour into the show. If anybody wants to call in, again, the number is 323-843-6160. If you can decipher what I just said, you can call. So, Callie, Anne.
Yes.
Are you going to get married?
I don't know. I don't know if I even want to have kids. I don't know if I want that. You know, I did at one point, and I wanted all the whole thing because I'd never had that. But then, like, you know what? I take care of, you know, my parents, and I've never really had any freedom or, you know, my whole just relying on me.
Right.
I'm not saying that I rely on people, but I've had so many people rely on me.
Yeah,
so
I know
I've never had that, you know, that less pressure. So that's why, like, when I say I don't want to have kids, it's because
you don't want the responsibility.
I have responsibility. I've had responsibility my whole entire life.
Right.
Why do I want to, you know, more. Have more?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's understandable. Maybe after a certain point in your life, maybe 20 years from now, you'll feel differently, or 15 years or whatever, and you'll think you've had enough freedom and you want to do that. Or maybe you'll never want kids. It doesn't matter. I don't know. I think it's ridiculous that people pressure women to have kids like they're supposed to, or are supposed to want to have children just because they're a woman. I think that's wrong. Women have the right to have a child or not, and a lot of times certain people shouldn't be parents anyway. So, you know, if you don't want to be a parent 100%, I don't think you should be a parent, anybody, because it's hard enough to bring a kid in the world who's wanted, much less one who's not wanted. So I think it's admirable that you are, you know, somebody who's choosing possibly not to have children. So that's good, because you know that you don't want the responsibility of it, at least not this point in your life. So that's good. Oh, anyway, you're too young anyway. I mean, hello. I mean, come on.
I've always people relied on me. It's like I'm the stable one. I just want to go and, like, I don't want to be, you know, rebellious and, like, be in jail, but I just want to fuck some shit up. Like, I just want to go and do my thing and then not have to worry how this other person feels. And, like,
in a relationship,
my mom is, I've talked about my mom being crazy, and she, you know, it's like I'm in a relationship, because, you know, she calls and checks up on me, and, like, I have to, so, quote-unquote, answer to her, and she's like, first off, you don't own me, I'm my own person, and, like, when we were on a music break, she called me, she's like, where are you at? But how annoyed me.
How old are you?
23.
Okay. So why would she feel that, you know, because you live with her? Is that why?
I guess. I don't know.
I think once you move out, that she'll feel a little less right to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, well, I told you.
Yeah.
The other situation. Like,
I know. And I told you that I don't find that to be a smart move, but that's your life, so do what you want. But you already just told me that you don't feel like you want to have additional responsibility, and even though you would still be living with your mother in that situation, it would be added responsibility above and beyond what you have now, because you would be her sole caretaker. You know what I mean? So that is added responsibility.
Yeah.
So you're saying you don't want a kid for the same reason that you don't want to have your mom living with you, but yet you're going to do that. So that's interesting.
I treat my mom like a kid, you know? I literally do things for her. She doesn't drive. She hates people, you know? So I go grocery shopping and I do this, I do that, you know? She doesn't leave the house. She doesn't leave the small town. She can.
She chooses not to.
She's not
physically incapable of walking or anything, is she?
No, but she's not. years that I've been alive, she's never did that. She has anxiety that bad.
Does she? Why is she taking any medication?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's not working, or what?
I don't know. I mean, like,
obviously not. She never leaves the house. I just find, this is what I think, though. Look, parents, this is the thing. You know, I've always felt a certain responsibility to my mother, even though I don't have one. And she would, you know, because of what she's been through in her life and blah, blah, blah. And she's had kind of a difficult life or whatever for various reasons regarding, you know, relationships, my dad being an asshole, abusing her and beating her up, and then just, and people just being mean to her, even though she's got the biggest heart in the world. And so she's kind of been victimized a lot. And although she does act like a victim a lot, and it pisses me off, and it also irritates the hell out of me a lot as well, she has sort of a victim martyr complex a lot of the time, and she always has. And sometimes it's justified, and sometimes it isn't. But anyway, she sees the entire world through that filter. And so she... sort of, you know, I guess my point is, even though it's not my responsibility to make her happy, or to make her happiness is not my responsibility, because I'm her child, I still feel somewhat responsible for it because I'm really the only person she has. So I think that's normal to a degree, right? I think it's absolutely normal. I think all kids who have a decent relationship anyway to some degree with their parents, even if you don't, I know people, friends of mine who've had horrible parents whom they still feel some sort of obligation to for whatever reason. So it's something about being a parent and a child. Now, parents, however, I think they're the ones that actually do have the responsibility to their children. I don't think children necessarily have a responsibility to their parents because the parents brought their kids into the world. The parents are the ones who did, and they have the responsibility to raise them, to take care of them until they're 18 years old or an adult, and then or until they're through college, whatever comes first or last, and then that's it. And I think that's how I see it. So your mother's responsibility to you, and I think any parent's responsibility to their child is to make sure that they're happy, that that's what they want for them if they're a good parent. Your mom's responsibility to you should be for you to be happy in your happiness and your future. My mother, someone who is a good mother, it would never in a million years allow me to sacrifice my own life for her. Do you know what I mean? She would never allow me to do that. Now, so I look at your mother and someone I don't know. I only know her through what you've told me, Callie. I don't know anything else about her. So I'm just going based on what you've told me about her. And so based on what she's doing and allowing you to, even though you may not see it that way, you know, I see it as her, as you sacrificing your life, your freedom for your mother when you don't have to. You shouldn't have to. Your mother could take care of herself one way or another. I know you said that she has, you told me all the situation. I know the situation, but I'm sure that there is some way for her to do that. Now, obviously she has issues with anxiety and she has obviously, it looks like some depression issues or whatever. And yet that doesn't mean she can't overcome them enough to take care of herself. But she's choosing not to because it's easier to depend on you or someone else or your dad. So my whole point in all that is basically what I said is that I don't want you to sacrifice your life for her or for anyone for that matter, for a man, for a friend, for a parent. I think, you know, your life is your life to live. My life is my life to live. And you should never put someone else's needs above in front of your own if it means giving up who you are as a person. So if you want to do that, I mean, that's obvious. I don't want to sit here and tell you what to do because I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you how I see things to give you a different perspective because you're seeing it only from your perspective being in the situation, and I'm telling you from an outsider looking in. What do your friends think about it? Or do they not know or what?
My best friend hates it.
Yeah, well, that's two of us then. So, so there's two people. Does anybody else hate it besides us?
No one really knows the situation.
I bet you $1 million that if you ask 10 people, 9 out of those 10 people would say the same thing that we said. So, yeah, you are going to word with it.
I've been really open with you, and it's really scary, but, like, I'm not open with a lot of people, so a lot of people don't know. I mean, they know she's a little, you know, a little crazy and whatever, but, like, they don't know the whole, you know, situation. Like,
sure. Well, but do you see my point, though?
Yeah, I totally see your point.
Okay.
And I've seen your point. I feel that's, I'm, like, attached in some way, so
can I
was, you know.
Have you ever seen the show 6 Feet Under or not?
No.
Okay. I want you to do this. Sometime, I'm serious, and this is important, and I'm going to tell you why, but I want you to actually see it anyway, because it will deliver the point home much better than I can. But the last episode of 6 Feet Under, 6 Feet Under is about this family who owns a funeral home. And anyway, so, and their family's all fucked up, dysfunctional, whatever. And so this one, it's on for like 7 years, and this one kid on the show, she's the youngest, she grew up on the show, whatever, so she was like 18, and she was going off to college on the show. She wanted to leave California to become a photographer. She had this great opportunity to go to New York City and to be a photographer for this company, and she'd gone to art school, whatever, and her mother, however, her husband had died. And the beginning of the show, first season, and her mom had been basically shit on all of her life and just taken advantage of, and her boyfriends had fucked her over, the couple she'd had since her husband died. And so just everybody just took advantage of her and used her. And the daughter saw this and saw that she needed her. And she said to her, you know, she was planning to leave, and she said to her, I'm not going to go. She was crying on her shoulder and said, I'm not going to go because you need me. And her mom looked at her and said, something like, you know, the effect that, you know, she was crying and she said, don't you dare stay here for me. She said, I did that for my mother and I regretted it all my entire life. All the things that I never did, all the things I could have done and could have been, you know, I want you to be. And I would never ask you to sacrifice your life for me. So that basically drives home the entire point I'm trying to make for you. And if you see it, maybe it'll feel a little more real to you. But if you ever watch the last episode of 6 Feet Under on YouTube or Hulu or something, just check it out. But seriously, and that's the whole point I'm making to you. And I don't want you to waste – I mean, I'm not saying, obviously, look, just abandon your mother and just, you know, what the fuck happens to her is her problem. I'm not saying that, obviously. I'm saying that maybe you can figure out an alternative for her in the situation. I know the situation, but maybe there's an alternative besides yourself to take care of her. Or, you know, and you said you're not going to put her in a home or anything, or I don't know what the word is. I don't even know how old your mother is. How old is she?
No. I don't know. A lot of answers are unknown at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. That makes sense. Does it make sense?
Well, yeah, but what you're doing doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to. I'm at like a fork in the road, and I don't know what to do, where to go. Career, like work, school. I'm going to school. Don't yell at me. I'm going to school. And like, with life and love and shit like that. You're not supposed to have it all figured out.
It's okay. I'm not saying that you should. I'm just saying that you need to think about your future and think about yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Before you... Do you understand what you're doing? I mean, I don't know if you see the repercussions.
Oh, yeah. It stresses me out because I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I don't see a way out of it yet.
Okay.
I don't know where the out is. Like, it's a maze, and I'm like in the middle, and I'm trying to look around for.
Lady Cougar, what the fuck is up with your goddamn font? I can't read it shit. Okay, you need to change your font. It's pissing me off. It's not that you're trying to piss me off. It's just annoying as fuck. Because every time I want to read something, I have to copy and paste the fucking thing. Anyway, what was I saying? You need to realize that if you do this, that you're just starting down a very slippery slope towards never getting out of it. And that's the truth, because it will, until she dies, probably. So you're going to have that weight. She's like an albatross on you until she dies, till you either kill her or she dies naturally. I don't know which, but,
dang.
No, I'm just kidding. And, you know,
I know,
it's,
I
Yeah, and it's different because it's, you know, your mother is your mother, what I was going to ask before I started yelling at her. If you were the one who needed to be taken care of, would your mother take care of you in that way?
Yeah.
Would she be capable of taking care of you in that way?
I don't know. I mean, like, to a point, yeah. But, cause I could be exactly like her, but I choose not to be. I fight it, you know, because I have anxiety too and panic attacks and shit like that. I mean, we all go through it, and I just think if being in the environment, it latches onto you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, so I choose not to be it, and I'm different than I was, like, 3 years ago, and I remember I never used to leave the house. I wouldn't talk to people. I would drive, but I wouldn't, like, talk to people, and like, I had the exact same thing, and I have a friend that I've known forever, and, like, he still makes, like, fun of me. Like, he works at a store, and, like, I would just drive, and, like, she used to get out and do some stuff, and I would just sit in the car, and he'd be like, mm-hmm. Why didn't you come in? It's like, well, you know, I would make an excuse, and, like, I'm in my pajamas, blah, 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 and, like,
yeah, it's social anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, I have to have it. I know. So, I mean, it's not like it kind of goes away. It goes away, but you just don't. I don't know. Have you ever had therapy or been on any kind of medication either way? If therapy would probably help you. Well, depression would help you. I mean, not depression. Therapy would help you.
Thanks.
Therapy would help because that's what solved me. I used to be the same way for – it wasn't my entire life, but it was for certain periods of my life, and particularly under stress. So you would probably benefit from that. But it's good that you seem to be coming out of it now and opening up and being more comfortable with yourself, and that's good. I think that's important. But, yeah, you could be just like her, but, you know, and I could be just like my mom, but I chose not to be. I railed against it when I was growing up and not to be someone who saw the world as the glass half empty, and someone who was always pessimistic and didn't believe in people or have faith in other people because she was hurt so much by other people. So I didn't. I don't see the world that way, and I chose not to. And so I think it is an outlook that you can choose to have or not to have. But I just wanted to ask you if you thought she would take care of you, if she's even capable of taking care of you the same way that you're going to take care of her, because if she wouldn't do the same for you, then I would definitely reconsider doing it for her. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't. You know, you should do whatever you want to do. I just think it's a mistake. But that's all I'm going to say about it right now. Jen, I'm going to play your song for you now. Which is the Bruno Mars song that you wanted to hear. And then we'll come back and talk about something a little more happy, hopefully, with Callie. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, so we're back with Callie. If you guys want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. We have an hour left in the show, and not sure what to talk about now, since nobody's calling in besides Callie, which is fine, but I'm sure Callie can think of something to talk about. Callie, you're on.
Hi, I'm Callie, and hi. Of course, there's lots of things on my mind. Just kidding. there is, actually. But,
like what?
Just random, I don't know, like, a new job. If anyone's hiring, let me know.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, if you would write an article, you might get paid for it. Dutchy girl, I turned hers in, you know.
Oh, sorry. A boy dies after masturbating 42 times in one night.
Boy dies after masturbating 42 times in one night. Are you kidding me?
A 16-year-old boy in Brazil was pronounced dead after masturbating 42 times without stopping in Rubato town in, you know, in a region of Brazil.
How do they know that he died from jacking off 42 times, though?
His mom told a local news story that she already knew about her son's addiction, and although she planned on him to get some social help, her decision came too late. At midnight, the young man began to masturbate, and because of his son, his addiction could not stop, continuing to do it 42 times, individual times.
But how do they know that?
I'm reading a story.
I know. Go ahead.
At school, his classmates commented on the boy's problem, and some said he asked them to connect to a webcam so they could observe him.
Creepy. Oh my god.
They further said that his attraction to women was extreme. He was attracted to all kinds of women, regardless of texture.
Texture.
Or age. Yeah,
regardless of texture?
T-E-X-T-U-R-E, texture.
Texture? What the fuck does that mean, texture?
I don't know.
Regardless of texture? Okay.
Physique, like, whether, like, fat, small, you know, whatever.
Texture?
In his room, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I did not write this freaking story.
I know.
In his room, a great amount of porn was found, including photographs and videos of nude women that were saved on his PC.
Hmm. That's crazy. I still don't understand how they know he jacked off 42 times, though. That doesn't make any sense to me. How do they know that?
Did he
people before he did it that he's going to jack off 42 times and see what happens, or what? Or 50 times, or... That's just really weird. And who would do that anyway? And how could you do that? 42 times in one day is, like, crazy. You have to be doing it, like, one after the next, after the next, after the next, after the next, after the next.
Addicted.
Yeah, but I've never heard of someone dying from that. That's hilarious. Okay, what else you got? Madonna's coming out with a new album in February, for those of you who are interested.
Yes. The single drops.
Yes.
Let's see what Perez has. Or let's see what... let's see. I like to go to this trashy website. It's called MiaTakeout.com, and I guess in Atlanta there was this Craigslist ad about this 8-month pregnant single female. She's 22, Southside Atlanta, 8-month pregnant, sexy single, looking for someone independent, car, crib, must, job, must. Please send pic.
Okay.
Interesting. Today's a very, very slow news day. Also, let's see, a brother and sister were caught having sex on tape, and the brother paid for it. Yeah.
The brother
paid for it. Paid for sex with his sister.
He paid for it? That's disgusting. Okay. I mean, the whole thing's disgusting, not the fact that he paid for it. But I mean, I'm just saying, that whole thing's disgusting, okay?
The guy is 21 and the girl is 18 and they were doing their due deed in an elevator, and obviously they were caught on security cam.
Mm-hmm.
And after they went in there, and then 15 minutes later, it's actually a 15-minute clip, and then they went back in there, did it the second time, and after the second time, he gave her a euro, I guess. It's euro. It's a little squiggly line. A 20 note. So I'm assuming that's, like, I don't know what that is. And I don't know if that's in dollars.
I don't either.
I can't convert that shit. I mean, give me money.
Listen to this. A Russian man says, listen to this. Over in Russia, some pretty crazy shit happens. Unfortunately, this story isn't a fun one. A 21-year-old man in the town of Murmansk, Russia, allegedly used a gay dating site to lure his 32-year-old victim to his house, stab him, and then eat him. No joke. Investigators believe the main motive for the crime was a desire to eat human flesh, as the defendant wanted to try eating at least 10 people in the future. Investigators believe the killer became acquainted with his victim via the internet and lured him in sexually. According to preliminary information, one of them was seeking a sexual partner. The accused explained later that such people are not open and they prefer to hide their contacts. So the lunatic decides, I want to see what human flesh tastes like. He decides to seek out and actively seduce and lure a gay man to his residence, stab him, and eat him. A crime this heinous will surely land this nut job in prison for a long time, right? I mean, he confessed to the crime. Apparently, that's not the case. The accused faces up to 15 years in prison if he is found guilty, but will first face a psychiatric examination to see if he's fit to stand trial. So you can apparently eat somebody and not go to jail. That's pretty crazy. It's pretty disgusting. Gross.
I thought about all these, like gay dating sites and Grindr and whatever.
Yeah.
And if people really, like, if homophobes and, like, people who were so against them would go on these and act to be gay and, like, then hurt the person, that just sets it up. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Totally. Yeah. I agree completely. And Rick Perry says that homosexuality is the same as being an alcoholic. He says, what does he say here? He says, Rick Perry, presidential hopeful, member of the Dime a Dozen Anti-Gay Conservative Club, shares something in common with his fellow conservative Rick Santorum. No, I'm not talking about the ability to compare gay issues to unrelated things. He says in his book, Perry says, though I am no expert on the nature versus nurture debate, I can sympathize with those who believe sexual preference is genetic. It may be so, but it remains unproved. Even if it were, this does not mean we are ultimately not responsible for the active choices we make. Even if an alcoholic is powerless over alcohol, once it enters his body, he still makes a choice to drink. And even if someone is attracted to a person of the same sex, he or she will still make a choice to engage in sexual activity with someone of the same gender. And he says, a loving, tolerant view toward those who have a different sexual preference is the ideal position for both the heterosexual and homosexual. I do not believe in condemning homosexuals that I know personally. I believe in valuing their lives like all others, like our God in heaven does. Tolerance, however, should not be asked of the proponents of traditional values. The radical homosexual movement seeks societal normalization of their sexual activity. I respect their right to engage in this individual behavior of their choosing, but they must respect the right of millions of society to refuse to normalize their behavior. So, being gay, apparently, is much like being an alcoholic. I just can't quit men, I guess. Just can't quit men. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know. I've never really had a craving for men.
It's so addicting.
I don't know. I don't know how that works, really. Alcoholism is the same as homosexuality. Let me think about that for a second. Alcoholism, very interesting. So I'm an addict. I'm a man addict, I guess. I'm a man addict, or penis addict, or whatever the case may be. Interesting. So does that mean that that makes you an addict too? Then makes any woman, any heterosexual woman, is also an addict, or any heterosexual man is also an addict, because if it applies to gay people, then it has to apply to straight people too. You can't say that gay people are addicts because they're attracted to people of the same sex, and not say that people who are heterosexual are addicts for being attracted to people of the opposite sex. Isn't that the case? Isn't that true? Isn't that the way it would work? I would think so. So he's an idiot. I knew that already, but I was just trying to prove my point. So anyway, continue.
I don't know. I'm addicted, and guys are assholes.
You're addicted to guys, really? You think you are? Mm-hmm.
I am.
I think you're addicted to love. I think you're addicted to love, probably.
But I've never had real love.
That's why you're wanting it so bad. That's my point. You want it really bad. You can't seem to find it. What about this guy you're dating now? What's the deal with that?
We're good. I'm just in a very bitchy mood, so, like, he just pisses me off.
You're always in a bitchy mood, though.
But I'm just a little stressed out. You know, it's almost, you know, I almost have my gift.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, any little thing that he does just pisses me off. I mean, like, I don't take it out on him, but, like, I mean, this is not him. Anyone, really.
Are you talking to him every day?
Yeah, I'm talking to him every day.
That's good. That's a promising thing.
Yeah, I talk to him every day. I was kind of mad because, like, I came back from the mountains and didn't have a text message from him. I was expecting it. What I really need to do, and I really need to stop, and I know I just don't do this with him. I do it with everyone. I expect people to be more than what they can be. You know, like, for my birthday, I expected more.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just expect, like, I expect a lot out of people, and, like, I'm expecting a lot out of
him. So what did you expect of him to do that he didn't do?
I want a text message when I came back from the mountains.
And he didn't text you?
No.
Has he called you?
He texted me earlier. Like, he texted me good morning. I just wanted a text message when I came back from the mountains. Like,
did you tell him you wanted him to text you when he came back from the mountains?
No.
So how is he supposed to know that's what you wanted him to do? He's supposed to just know that.
Yep.
Typical girl. Typical girl. So typical. Men cannot read your mind. I'm sorry. He cannot read your mind. He doesn't know what you want unless you tell him what you need. So if you need something that he's not doing for you, say, next time you talk to him, say, I really wish you would have texted me when I got back from the mountains as well. So next time when you get back from some vacation or trip, if he's smart, he'll remember to text you when you get back. But you can't hold it against him if he doesn't know. Right? Okay, so that's not fair. You can't hold it against him for not knowing something that you never told him. Or he's not a mind reader. So you got to let that go. Just let it go. It's not a big deal. It's all good. You still like the guy. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've both been busy, so.
Right, exactly. So let it go.
He's had, like, a wedding and stuff like that. I've been busy. I haven't had a day off this week, and I have school, and so I'm just, like, to the point of where I want to cry, and so he just, you know, yeah.
Well, you know what my point is there, right? You see my point, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I've but just that's, being a girl.
Well, it's not even just a girl. It's a gay guy thing, too. I mean, I used to do that as well. I had to learn to understand that, look, you know, the other guy cannot read my mind. I used to hold it against them for not understanding what I wanted all the time. God, my voice is going away. For not understanding what I want all the time, or not knowing what I want. And they can't know what I want unless I tell them. And so what I do is, if I tell somebody, you know, this is what I need from you, I need this, I need that, blah, blah, blah. And if I tell them several times and they don't ever do it, then that pisses me off. But if I never tell them and I expect them to read my mind, then that's not fair. So you got that now. So just remember that in the future. Don't hold it against him. It's not fair. He's not a mind reader, and, you know, so just be nice. Be a good girl.
I haven't said anything. I just was, like,
good.
Thinking, like, really, you know, really? Like, you haven't texted me? Like, what the fuck? You know?
Right.
And he's been good. I mean, I stopped, like, it's very game-ish, and I don't want to do that. But, like, I want to see if he reaches out to me. Like, because when I wake up, I used to, like, well, it all depends. Well, we've both been busy, so, like, whatever. He would always, like, text me good morning, and, like, he's been busy, so I haven't got that good morning text. And so I've been doing it, and I'm just like, well, fuck it. You know, I'm like, I don't want to put myself out there, so I've been waiting for him to text me, and, like, it's all really me.
Mm-hmm. You're just like I was. No, you're saying exactly like me. I was exactly the same way when I was your age. I'm not kidding you. I was exactly the same way. And it's what you're doing. What you're doing is it's called. You're testing people. You're testing him to see how he feels about you and if he thinks about you in the morning and thinks about you and to see if he's willing or able to meet your needs, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I know what you're doing, and it's not right to do that. You can't test people that way. If he's going to do that, he will. If he's not, he's not. So you can't just sit there and wait. My point is, you yourself just said it, I guess. You yourself just said, you know, it's all me, and it is. It's all you. So as long as you understand that it is you and you don't hold it against him, it's all the chaos in your own head going on here, and then that's cool. Then as long as you don't take it out on him. But if you start to take it out on him or resent him for not doing things that he doesn't know he's supposed to be doing, that's when you have an issue. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's all me, and I haven't slipped out on him, but it's just, like, my insecurities are eating me up.
Yes, it's because you're insecure.
Yes.
But that, you know, this is all this is, though. That's what this is. This is so, oh my God, so, like, perfect, because, no, I can just tell you, because it is so me years ago, 10 years ago, because I was the same way. And what I learned what I know now is that those things, when you feel that way and those emotions come up inside you, the neurotic feeling you get about a relationship or a man or whatever, and your insecurities start to take over, you have to learn how to not do that, first of all, and to know that it's yourself. But ultimately, you have to realize that it's sort of a lesson for you to learn. I mean, my opinion, all relationships, that's what they're about. And so this guy is testing you in ways that push your buttons, not necessarily intentionally. I'm just saying, as a result of who he is and who you are, and you're going to have to learn how to trust somebody else with your heart. You're going to have to learn to believe what someone says and they tell it to you, and be able to be intimate with somebody and be able to believe that you're worthy of having somebody else love you. When you do all those things, you'll be fine. But until that happens, you're going to continue to have these feelings come up in you and feeling neurotic all the time and nuts. And it's a process, and it takes time. And my only warning to you about that is that you're going to fuck it all up if you allow that to take over. Because that always fucks up a relationship, especially with a guy, trust me. So do not allow that to fuck up your relationship with this guy, if that's what you want him to be. So do not let those feelings take over. Make sure you're the one controlling the feelings and they're not controlling you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think you can do that?
I'm learning. I mean, it's eating me up.
That's all you can ask.
And I'm gonna fucking stab somebody, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm learning. But I'm not like being all crazy and shit like that. I mean,
you are on the inside, but you're not letting it show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not letting him know. I mean,
right.
Like, I'm not letting y'all know, but you know, shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's driving me insane.
I know, honey. I know. I really do. Do you know the first time I had, the first relationship I ever had, it wasn't a relationship, the first guy I ever dated was when I was 14, or no, 15, I'm sorry, 15. And, you know, I'd never had a relationship or anything before, or any kind of dating or anything like that. So when he started to, like, not call and started to just do the things some guys do when they don't want to talk to you or be around you anymore or break up with you and that kind of stuff, I remember how I felt and the feelings. I literally thought I was going crazy. I'd never felt that way before in my life. I'm not saying you haven't felt this way. I'm just saying my point is I felt so I just like, oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with me? I was like, because I could scream, I could have just, like, killed somebody. I was like, what's going on? And I didn't understand the emotions. I had never had that kind of feeling before. So I know how you're feeling, and you'll feel that way again in the future with other guys, if this ever ends, you know. So you will always have that feeling, but the what you're doing is the right thing, I think. You're controlling it. You're keeping it under the lid. You're keeping it on the down low. You're keeping it away from his eyes. That is the best thing to do. Just look cool to him. Like, everything's cool. That's fine. Now, if he ever does something to you that merits going crazy, that's a different story.
Oh, best believe.
Yeah. That's a different story.
I don't do that shit. Like,
Yeah. I'm just saying things that don't merit, you know, any kind of eroticism. So that's all I'm trying to say. So that's good. But you seem to see you're just already growing up. So it's great. You are. You're
killing me inside.
I'm maturing.
It's killing, like,
for my eyes. I know it is. I know it is.
I'm gonna fucking stab somebody.
Go stab a pillow or something. Or just go outside and scream. I don't know. Do something. I don't know. You're in the middle of nowhere anyway, so just go out there and scream. So I think you're getting murdered probably or something. But whatever.
Carlos can definitely come, you know, report on that and then get his car stolen again? Totally.
What now?
Never mind.
Carlos is the guy's name?
No.
The other guy. I get it. Sorry. I didn't know who Carlos was. That's why I was a little confused. All right. All right. So we've got 20 minutes left in the show. Whatever you want to call this is tonight. So we'll be right back with Callie and myself right after the song with more random conversation about Callie and me and nothingness. Be right back.
Deserve it.
Okay, so we're back with Callie for the last 10 minutes of the show. Dutchie girl in the room talking about, she, I don't know if you were in the show or on the show where I did a reading for her about her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were in the show or not, but I remember that reading I did for her, and it was like the king of the Knight of Pentacles or Knight of whatever, in reverse, and she had all his reverse cards, and it was like such a fucking, it basically said he was, this guy she was with as a complete fucking asshole and was a cheater and a liar, and anyway, she broke up with him. So I'm so glad to hear that, Dutchie girl, because he was a loser, and you just told me he was a loser, so that's probably all for the best. And Dutchie girl says she likes being alone too, by the way, so you got, you girls should get along just fine. Y'all should get along swimmingly. Yeah, so, but she was saying that her, he was like one of those guys who always had to have somebody take care of him. He said like 2 weeks later after he broke up with her, he was already with another girlfriend.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So she said it just, she found it to be funny because he just couldn't take care of himself anyway. But there's so many straight guys, or gay guys too, but straight guys in particular who are like that, who really need a woman to take care of them because they don't want to do anything themselves or take care of themselves or whatever. I just found it to be really sad. But there's a lot of those like that. You have to be really careful about a guy who comes to you and wants to be, commit to you in the first week or two or whatever, and says, you know, I love you in the first 2 weeks, or says, just tries to make this future with you when he doesn't really know you very well, only like a couple weeks into the relationship or so. And a lot of times that's the kind of guy that's like that, a guy who just wants to use you, or a guy who just wants to get in your pants, obviously, or wants you to take care of him. So, just FYI, look out for a guy like that. This guy hasn't said those things to you, has he, yet? Or has he?
What? Me?
This, yeah. He hasn't said those things to you yet, has he?
Said, like...
He hasn't said, I love you or anything yet, has he?
No.
Okay.
No. I was like...
My lips are pursed. So
like,
I was like...
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm just saying, you know, there are guys out there who do that. It's kind of a manipulative thing to do, and just, you know, to let your guard down. So he told me he loved me after 3 months, Dutchie girl says. Well, that's normal. That's fine. I think 3 months is fine, Dutchie girl. I think 3 days, or, you know, even 3 weeks is probably too soon. But 3 months is fine.
We're Tauruses, so we're like the same person.
Oh, both of you are Tauruses?
Yeah, so he takes everything slow, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then that kind of, like, annoys me because, like, when I take my time and, but, like, when I feel like it's time to be, like, okay, then it should be, you know, he should think it's okay because I've already overanalyzed the situation or whatever, but, like, he takes his time and he's very, you know, persistent and very caring and very gentlemanlike, and so, like, I'm like, oh my god, you know.
Good.
I like it, it's good, but I'm just like, okay. I'm overanalyzed the situation. I've overanalyzed it more than you could think of.
Now, what you're waiting for is
confirmation.
The other shoe to drop. Yeah, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm just like. Really,
so you're constantly
like,
testing him. You're constantly testing him. You're constantly trying to see, make him fuck up or see if he's fucked up or whatever. I know. I know the game.
Yeah. And I hate that. I don't want to do it, but I mean,
you don't
I
have to do
game.
It. It is a game.
But
the thing is, you have to realize is all you have to do is to trust him. Whether it's merited or not, you don't know. You won't know until you've trusted him. That's the thing. You don't know if you can trust him until you actually do. You see what I'm saying? So if you continually try to test him and test him and test him, eventually he's going to push him away. If you continually don't trust him because you don't believe what he says, or you have to continually double check what he's telling you, that's going to push him away, whether he knows you're doing it or not. So you're going to lose him by default, I mean, simply because you are not being able to trust him in the first place. Trust is so important. So just trust him.
I do trust him.
Okay.
I trust him more than
I've trusted
anybody.
Him? Stop testing him then all the time. Stop testing him.
I haven't, but it's in my mind.
Okay,
lately.
Yeah.
Lately.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, stop doing that. Just let it be. I know the best advice, I guess, is just let it be what's going to be. Because, I mean, honestly, as I said to you long ago, if it's going to be anything, it'll be whatever it's going to be. So just let it be whatever it's going to be. It doesn't have to be anything else but what it's going to be. Okay, so anyway, that wasn't the most eloquent speech I've ever given. But anyway, you get the point. So just let it be whatever it's going to be. Don't force it. So if you have to work so hard to make it good or work or to trust him, then it's not going to work. If you just allow yourself to relax, which is the only way you can truly be yourself anyway, let your walls down, let him inside, figuratively speaking.
What the fuck?
Then you will be okay. And if he ends up hurting you,
let
he ends
him
up hurting
inside.
You. I said figuratively speaking. No.
I know.
So just be, you know, chill about it. But I think you're doing as well as you can, honestly. I think you're doing as well as you can. I think you're doing much better than you probably have in the past, seemingly. So that's good. So you're making progress. Dutchy Girl says, he and I were supposed to go to Long Island for a little day trip. He had to go there for something anyways. But then he said that his friend Justin was going to go instead, which was fine with me. But then I found out that he went with another girl, and I found out from her on Facebook. Oh, wow. Well, Dutchy Girl, it's good that you broke up with him then, I would think. Hello. What an asshole. I'm sorry. Guys really can be dicks, I know. Trust me, I know. You know, guys really can be assholes. And, you know, I've never treated respect, but that's because I was raised by two women mostly. So I treat men the way a woman probably would treat men. So because I was raised by women, I wasn't raised by a bunch of chauvinistic guys. So I'm not chauvinistic, even though I'm a gay guy. There are plenty of gay guys who are chauvinistic in the gay way. So trust me. But you know, most guys really are just assholes, and you have to. That's why I said to Callie all the time, I hate that girls have to put up with men. Sorry, Lion's Den is a little offended by what I'm saying, by the way. Sorry, Lion. I said most guys. I didn't say all. So, I mean, there are exceptions. I'm not saying every straight guy is an asshole. I'm just saying the majority of them are not exactly the best. But every once in a while, you'll find a gem and get to hang on to them. So that's all you can do. And I don't know. Anyway. Sorry, Lion's Den. Okay. So, Callie, what are your plans for the week?
Work and school.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
No fun?
No. No fun at all.
You see your man on the 20th or something, you said? The 28th or whatever?
4th.
24th. Okay. Well, go and, you know, have your period or whatever you need to do. And so you feel better. So you feel better. Yes, Lion's Den, I know some women are jerks, absolutely, too. There are plenty of asshole women or bitches, too. Trust me, I know that, too. Trust me. Your ex is definitely one of them, by the way, from what you told me about her. But no, I appreciate you talking to me on this very low-key show tonight, as I was so mellow and very just sort of, I'm just sort of like, I don't know, mellow because of this hydrocodone for my tooth. But anyway, hopefully I get this taken care of Thursday. So I apologize, everybody, for a very lackadaisical show tonight. Lion's Den, you should have been at the show last night. We had a really good conversation. You would have really enjoyed it. It was very, very political. But I'll be back on Thursday or Friday, Saturday this week. If you guys want to come join in the show, I'd be happy to have you here. And Callie, I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope that that Miss Flo comes to visit you and relieves your agony and your bitchiness, and that you keep your chin up and know that whatever you decide about your mom, you know, I'll support you as a friend, even though I may not agree with it, I'll support you. So I hope that you make the right choice. Whatever it is for you is what's right. So, and Lion, oh, it's in the archive line if you want to hear it. It's really good. Dutchy Girl, it's good to talk to you. I got your article, as I told you, and I hope you got my message that I would send you the changes to it if you want. Callie, whenever you're ready, send it over to me because you can earn a little cash from those things. So just let me know. Okay? Okay. You guys have a great night. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.